League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to TipDB Finance, where we're here with Scott Grant, who is the director at London South East. How are you today, Scott?
Great. Morning, Zach. You all right?
Good morning. Okay, well, you've got your topics. Let's start with the most traded.
Yes, this week on London South East Trading, accessible via lse.co.uk, we've got CloudTag number one, Sirius Minerals number two, LGO Energy three, Proxarma four, and Solar Oil at number five. We talk about what's hot for this section. Of course, we talk about London South East Trading, and these can be buys or sells. So if you look at number four in that list, which is Proxarma, they're the mobile proximity marketeers. I've noticed over the last sort of 5 years, looking back to their accounts from 2010, they're always loss-making, even though the revenues are now increasing. And their share price has been on a call it a downward slope rather than a slippery slope I've seen since the 17th of November. So we talk about what's hot, but actually Proxarma on London South East Trading is more of a sell for our investors than a buy at the moment. So that's the most traded anyway, CloudTag at number one.
Well, CloudTag obviously suspended at the moment.
They are, yeah. I've got a bit more to say about that because they're also in our most discussed section, and surprise, surprise, they're number one. Sapura is number two, and ATA Energy is number three in our most discussed. CloudTag have had nearly 7,000 posts in 7 days. How many of those are wonderful, incisive posts? I wouldn't like to guess. As you rightly say, still suspended. I understand that their gizmos and widgets are now in production. Of course, they're the wearable tech people. And there's a product announcement in 2 days' time. So whether they become unsuspended then, I don't know. I'm not a holder myself, so I had to have a look yesterday at why is everyone going so mad? What's the USP? And as opposed to just testing and tracking your heartbeat and things such as that in your sleep, apparently it's actually got machine learning. So in other words, it sort of advises and learns with you along your fitness journey about diet and how you're actually exercising. So people are clearly buying into that. The most discussed share is CloudTag.
So this could be a happy suspension rather than an unhappy one, which tends to be the case in the smaller end of the market.
Possibly, as I say, I clicked onto their website and the first thing you're greeted with is a very big banner saying very excitedly that there's an announcement in a couple of days' time. So, yes, I guess between them, they're Nomad and the regulators, they know why they're suspended, and perhaps in this case, it's nothing too bad.
But the other point is, I mean, there are people who are really anti-CloudTag and presumably they will be hoping that this will be the end of the line for the company.
Well, yes, I think there
doesn't
is.
Look, doesn't look. I mean, it doesn't look like that at the moment. I mean, given the noise on, you know, the website, etc. So it would be a surprise if it was a negative rather than a positive, let us say.
Yeah, you look from, I'm going to say that I'm a layman now. If you look at the website and the approach and the capital raising and, as I said, now in production in Malaysia, there's a lot of ticks in boxes. I guess on the flip side, you've got, it's a heavy market, isn't it? You've got Fitbit, you've got Apple Watches, Garmin, so on and so forth. So it's a tricky one, but someone somewhere, well, many, many people are buying into this story, aren't they? So,
okay, well, we'll see what happens. So what's next on your list?
I've got share risers. So this is market close yesterday, which was the 12th of December. The highest all-share riser was E2V Technologies. They actually went up by 47% to £2.74. But I think really that was just an equalisation of sorts. It's a rise almost to the price offered by a company called Teledyne, who are based in California. And that was an offer for an all-cash takeover of E2V Technologies. And they were offering £2.75 a share. So as I said yesterday, it went up to £2.74. So in some senses, yes, incredible story yesterday, up 47%. But in some senses, also an equalisation because that all-cash takeover seems to be accepted. The board at E2V, I think, are very keen to become part of a bigger group. So that somewhat explains why yesterday they were the highest share riser.
Okay, and on to Share Views.
Yeah, our very, very well-watched video, Share Views. This week, we've got a very impressive guy on there who you and Steffi interviewed. We've got James Parson, who's Parson's even the CEO of Sound Energy. From a 52-week low share price of 12.75 pence. As of yesterday, they were trading at 72 pence. So that's a meteoric rise, and James Parsons, from the market point of view, seems to know what he's on about. So that's this week's Share Views. Next week, we're very pleased to have a chap called Patrick Burley. Patrick Burley is the CEO of ISD, well, actually of ICAP. They provide the ISDX market. That's a burgeoning alternative market. It houses people such as Dorimus, which is Mr. Lenegas's company, UCOG, Rare Earth Minerals, and so on and so forth. So that's Patrick Burley talking about ISDX on next week's video, which is available from Friday morning.
We look forward to that. On that note, Scott Grant, Director at London South East, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Zach.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.